Skipper D and me, we always know it's morning because Weenie breathes in our face and kisses us. The absolutely first thing I have to do is braid Skipper D's ears. Otherwise, he gets cross and develops a rash. Nanny gets up feeling tired, and puts on her kimono and skibbles over to slam those windows down shut so that we don't freeze. Then she stretches her muscles and feels fresh. Nanny yawns out loud. Then I pick up the telephone and call room service. I absolutely love room service. They always know it's me. And they say, "Yes, Eloise." And I always say, "Hello, this is me, Eloise. And would you kindly send one roast beef bone, one raisin, and 7 spoons to the top floor and charge it, please? Thank you very much." Then I hang up and look at the ceiling for a while and think of a way to get a present. I usually yawn out loud several times. Then Nanny gives the signal, and Weenie and Skipper D and me, we skibble out of bed as fast as everly we can, and Nanny wraps us in our robe and holds us tight, and I pat her on her bottle, which is large. Then we have to do our morning duties and laugh and sing. London from bottom to top is up. The keeper in the shop is up. And even Mrs. Mop is up. Oh, what a lovely morning. In Trafalgar Square, the bob is up. In Piccadilly, the nip is up. In Covent Garden, the clip is up. Oh, what a lovely morning. We're up and we've got to be jolly clean. From head to toe and in between. Zup, good morning and hiya been. Oh, what a lovely morning. The Royal Navy is up. Buckingham Palace is up. And even the BBC.